You're listening to audio from Hardin Baptist Church. For more audio content or other information about our church, please visit hardinbaptist.org.
Morning, brother. Farmer Ricky, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, Farmer Chuck, I'm just a little down today.
What? The rain.
Yeah. You know, I prayed for rain because it was kind of getting dry.
Boy, man. You got your prayers answered, all right.
I did. It rained and it rained and it rained and it rained. And listen, I checked out the bottoms on Highway 80, but I did not get to go down to 1346 and 464.
Okay.
Could you go down there and check out those bottoms? Because I don't know if they're going to withstand all the rain. We might have to replant those.
I'll be glad to.
Okay.
I'm going to go do that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Whoa! Wow! You know, we always have good attendance on First Fruits Farm, but I'm just amazed this morning. So let me just welcome everybody to First Fruits Farm. Man, some of us are old to be in the first through the fifth grade. Wow. Hey, oh, I know. Welcome to First Fruits Farm. This is the morning we kick off Vacation Bible School here at First Fruits Farm. Some of you think you're in the worship center. Some of you call this the sanctuary. But because of VBS this week, just want you to know, we will have so many creatures of God here on our property. We had to expand the barnyard. We had to expand First Fruits Farm. So now First Fruits Farm for this week takes up every acre we've got on the farm. So you will no longer call me Brother Ricky this week. I am Farmer Ricky, because for the next 5 days we will be having Vacation Bible School. VBS, 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 VBS. We love VBS at Hardin Baptist Church. If you love VBS, say yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, now listen, don't let the adults intimidate you. If you're excited to be VBS, let's have a big yay! Yay! Wow, wow, wow. I am so excited. Let me just give you a little tour, because First Fruits Farm is a real working farm, but we also have been so blessed by God that we like to share our secrets with others so that all of us know how to be better spiritual farmers. See, here at First Fruits Farm, we've got many tractors, we've got disc, we've got planters, we've got drills, we've got combines, we've got semis, we've got hay balers, we've got hay rakes, we've got hay conditioners. We've got just about every piece of equipment that you can think of to run a successful farm here at First Fruits Farm. And what's so neat about our farm equipment, we need each piece of equipment we have because each piece has been specifically designed by the manufacturer to do a specific job on the farm. I mean, our tractors pull most of these pieces of equipment, but we have equipment that's going to till the soil. Some of you will see that this week. We've actually got equipment that helps us plant the seed in the soil. We've got big sprayers that look almost like little airplanes, and they go across our fields, and they help us keep those pesky weeds that we don't want out of our fields from robbing our plants of all of those nutrients. And then we've got these combines that help us harvest the seed, and then the combine puts it in a truck, and those trucks help us haul the grain to the markets. I mean, we've got just about everything we need on the farm, and it's so neat. See, if you're new to farming and you don't understand what I'm talking about, I just want you to know that when you buy a new piece of equipment as a farmer, each one of those pieces of equipment comes with an owner's manual. And that owner's manual, if you're not experienced at farming, you can flip through that owner's manual and it tells you how the manufacturer designed that specific piece of equipment to work. And you know what we're doing on the farm is we're always looking for spiritual principles. And so here's what we're going to be doing this week. For every child that comes to VBS this week, we're going to be showing that child how we also come with owner's manual. That God wants us to know who He is and who we are and how life is to be lived. So each one of us comes with an owner's manual, and that's the Bible. So all week long, we're going to be studying about the Bible and how it's our owner's manual for living. It doesn't just give us instructions how to live, but it tells us about God and it tells us about ourselves. And I am so excited about this. Man, where is Chuck?
Farmer Ricky, got a report on the bottom.
Man, I was worried about you. I thought the water had went down, but I was afraid you might have got swept away.
Oh, no, no. I mean, it was a little wet, a little damp, like a sponge.
How's everything looking?
Yeah, I had to put it in four-wheel drive, but these nice Case tractors, boy, they work well.
Amen. Case IH, I mean, it's just the best tractor on the market.
Oh, my word. I got to be honest with you, Farmer Ricky. After 6 years of being with you, it's the worst I've seen it. I mean, those later beans that we planted, they've definitely been underwater, and I just pray that they pull out.
Wow. So you don't think we'll have to take our Case IHs and go back down into the bottoms and disc and replant?
I don't think so. We're going to take it and see for a couple of weeks and just see what happens, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, now I know how much you like to drive those Case IH tractors.
I love them. Man. Yeah, I tell you what, though, it just makes me, after this rain, makes me feel so blessed that you've taught me in farming you need to be diversified.
Absolutely.
You know, we do corn, we do soybeans, wheat, and cattle, and we got into sheep a couple of years ago, and chickens, and the grapes, man. Oh. The grapes are paying off big time, baby.
It was that face that
that's
sold
what
the grapes.
I did it, the grape jelly.
The grape jelly, it was just absolutely amazing. Yeah. Well, that's good. So you think we're going to be okay through the storms?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to be all right.
Okay,
we're
good.
Just going to sit back and
just
need to make sure that the fleet of tractors is taken care of, washed, and getting ready, so when we get ready to plant in the fall, harvest in the fall, we'll be ready to go.
Okay, good, good. I feel better already. Ready then, okay.
Yep.
All right, well, just enjoy the day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at our tour. Look how many people we've got at First Church Farm this morning.
Oh, my word!
Yeah.
Well, I wish you would have told me that.
I know. They've heard every word you've said.
Really?
Yeah, they really have.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are you looking at? Oh, I knew he was going to see it.
What? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with you?
I know.
Green is not allowed on this farm.
I know.
We're red farmers.
I know we're red farmers. It's a John Deere. I know. You can't believe it. I know. I can't believe it either.
Is this yours?
Well, kinda.
Kinda? It's either yes or it's no. There is no kinda.
Well, it's mine for a few more months.
A few more months?
Yeah. I just finally caved in.
You gave in?
Yeah, I did. You know, the Kellys and the Josephs and the Harrises and the Watts, they've all been telling me.
What's David been telling you?
He's always told me how good these John Deere tractors are.
I can't believe Keith. I just cannot believe it.
But you're really not going to believe this.
What?
I really didn't have to pay much for it.
They better have paid you to take it.
Well, they didn't actually pay me to take it, but I mean, the John Deere guy called me and said that for $700 a year, I could rent that tractor.
You just lost
$700. I know, but it just sounded too good to be true. And you know, anytime something's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
I just can't believe it.
I mean, it looks like a tractor, but you know, I just call it my dog.
What was that?
They've always dogged me about my Case IHs, so I tried to join them.
This ain't a dog. This is a possum, man.
No, but listen. It's just, it won't do anything it's supposed to do. I mean, you know these great Case IHs that we've got that we take down.
We've invested for years in these.
I hooked this.
They're beautiful.
Listen to me. I hooked this thing up to the same disc and wouldn't even pull it.
This wouldn't pull the disc.
No, wouldn't it? So I put it on the little six-row drill, and it wouldn't pull that either.
No. Oh, my word. This is a very underperforming asset, Farmer Ricky.
They sent me this book. And I've been through the book. I've read the book, and I just don't know what's wrong with it. I know. You won't find the dipstick.
How do you even crank the thing?
I have no idea. You know what I'm saying?
Where's the dipstick?
I know. But listen, here's the deal. Just notice this. It's sitting on the farm looking pretty, but our real working tractors, they're down there in the field because they're going to have to do all the work.
So I'm
going to give it another chance. Maybe if I just look through this owner's manual, maybe there's something I'm overlooking.
Siri, how do you get a John Deere tractor to pull a disc? We'll get this figured out, Farmer Ricky. We'll get this. It's pulling it up. But evidently, she's not finding anything about a John Deere tractor. That kind of makes sense. Okay. There it is right there. There it is. It can't be done. It's impossible. It can't pull a disc. Why do they even make them?
I have no idea. But anyway, I've got this book, so I'm just gonna study the owner's manual and see if I can figure it out.
You know, I've been thinking too. That kind of brings me that manual, mm-hmm. that original equipment manufacturer's manual. You know, I wish, because sometimes I got stuff going on in my life, and sometimes these people got stuff going on in their life, and some it's just junk, and we don't know how to deal with it. God, I wish we had an original equipment manufacturer's
manual. Oh, man, Chuck, you've been with me 6 years.
I know. Learned a lot.
I know, but have you forgotten? First Fruits Farm is built on all of the modern techniques of agriculture, but what's the underlying principle of our farming operation? The Word of God.
Absolutely, yes.
And here's what you need to remember. The Word of God is kind of like that owner's manual. So you come with an owner's manual. I think you need a lesson.
I think you're right.
How about you join all of these critters on First Fruits Farm?
That sounds good.
And let me share briefly about the Bible being like an owner's
manual.
Sounds
great. Perfect. Look forward to hearing it.
Wow, kids, we are so excited that you're here. Would you mind listening to me really closely? Because Farmer Chuck gets distracted. It's really hard for him to zero in and pay attention. So if he hears you talking, he'll probably watch you instead of listening to me. So if everybody would put their eyes on me, I'm going to explain to Farmer Chuck what he should already know. But that's the reason we have VBS, is because sometimes we have to remind ourselves of the truth of God's Word. So here's what we're going to be doing this week. This week, we're going to come to understand that God wants us to really know how to live life to bring honor and glory to Him. So He's given us His Word that we call the Bible. And the Bible is like an owner's manual. But instead of it just telling us about life, God wants us to know about Him, because He is the one that created us. He's the manufacturer, so to speak. He's the one that made us. So that when we open up our Bible, the first thing it's going to tell us is that God created us. And then after the Bible tells us about God, it's going to tell us about us, that we are His creation. And then it's going to tell us why He created us. Isn't that good news? Isn't that awesome news? Now, I want you to say this with me. If you're fifth grade and under, would you say this with me? I am a creation of God. I am a creation of God. Say this, I was made by God. I was made by God. Just as John Deere makes green tractors and Case IH makes red tractors, guess who made you? God did. Now, you guys ready for this? See, when John Deere makes combines and tractors, they make them in Iowa. When Case IH makes their tractors and combines, they make them in Wisconsin and in Nebraska. And they're made on an assembly line, which means all of them look kind of alike. But guess what? When God made you, He made you special. He made you unique. He didn't make anybody else like you. Even if you've got a twin of yourself, you are different. And just as John Deere has a purpose for a plow and a planter and a sprayer and a combine and a tractor, God has a plan for you. Now, here's what we're going to do this week. We're going to learn that when we read our Bible, that's God talking to us. And I don't know if you know this or not, but there was a time when there wasn't anything you see. There was nothing. And you know what God did? God took that nothing and made everything. And after He had made everything, guess what He did? One day He reached down and took up some dirt. Have you ever put dirt in your hands as a kid? Yeah, I like to get dirt in my hands, yeah. Especially when it's wet and muddy. Well, God took that dirt, and guess what He made? He made a man. Yeah, He made the very first man, and his name was Adam. And then He put him on this farm, and He gave him this job of growing crops. Now, I don't know if you've ever been playing by yourself and wished you had a brother or sister, or wished your cousin could come over. Because sometimes when you're playing, it's really neat to play with somebody else. Everybody agree? Well, listen, Adam didn't have anybody to farm with. Adam didn't have anybody to live with that was like him. So here's what God did. God told him to take a nap. Hey, kids, when your mom and dad tells you to take a nap, you need to take a nap, okay? Now, God said, Adam, you take a nap. And while Adam was taking a nap, guess what God did? God took one of his ribs. If you're a first through fifth grader or under the fifth grade, would you just touch your rib? Now, if you're over the fifth grade, you can't touch your rib anymore. I know that, okay? Find your rib. Listen. While Adam was taking a nap, God took one of his ribs and then took that rib and made a woman and brought her to Adam. And Adam was so excited, just like you're excited to have a brother or a sister or to have a cousin, except this was going to be his wife. And they lived in the garden and they got married and they had an awesome life. Wow. Now, if you're a boy, I don't want you to think God made you from dirt. Or if you're a girl, I don't want you to think you come from a bone. But that's how our great, 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 great grandparents were made. But you are so special to God. You know how God made you? He caused your mom and daddy to fall in love with each other and get married. And then God decided he wanted you because he had a special purpose for you. Would you say, I am special? I am special. I am made by God. And what we're going to learn at VBS, 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 VBS. Did you write those down? You're supposed to be writing down VBS. Brother Ricky just said five more VBSs. God, 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 God. Did you get that down? Bible, 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 Bible. Making sure you're listening and writing that down so you get a treat when this is over. Okay, where were we? Oh, I remember where we were. To make you, guess what God did? He put you inside your mommy's belly. And for 9 months, he worked on you to make you the way you are, for you to have the color of hair you've got, the color eyes you are, to have the body type you've got. He either made you a boy or he made you a girl because you were so special to God that he did just rush and get it over with. He took 9 months to make you. Say again, I am special. How do I know I'm special? Because the Bible teaches I am special because God created me in my mother's womb. Why? Because he's got a purpose and he's got a plan for your life. And what's that plan? For you to live a life where other people look at you and see God. Hey guys, tell me what kind of tractor that is on stage. That's a John Deere. How do you know it's a John Deere? Because it's green, right? Tell me what kind of tractors are here on the floor. Those are Case IHs. How do you know they're Case IHs? Because they're red. Now listen to me. A John Deere tractor is not a John Deere because it's green. It's green because it's a John Deere. A red tractor is not a Case IH tractor because it's red. A red tractor is a Case IH because it's Case IH. Did y'all get that? Listen to me. What makes a Case IH an H Case IH is not a red color, but what's on the inside. What makes this John Deere a John Deere is not this green and yellow paint that we put on it, but what's on the inside of this makes this a John Deere. See, the Bible's going to teach us this week that God created us and he loved us, but guess what? We didn't obey God. We messed up. But God loved us enough that the Bible's not going to tell us he's our creator. The Bible's going to tell us he's our savior. And so what God does is he changes us on the inside. And when he changes us on the inside, it affects our outside. Now, we're not Christians because of what's happening on the outside. We're Christians because of what's happening on the inside to us. On the inside, we're learning to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Is not that awesome? See, as you continue to grow up, just like when we drive down the road and say, that's a John Deere and that's a Case IH, people are going to look at you and know you're a Christian. Because of what's happened in your heart when you give your little life to Jesus Christ. And we're going to learn about that this week. But here's what's important. See, when God created Adam and Eve out of dirt and bone, he gave them his word and he wanted to listen to them because God knew what was best for them. And they didn't listen, they disobeyed. And they got in big, big trouble. Did you know they lost their first farm? They lost everything they had because they didn't listen to God. They did it their way. And here's what you're going to learn in life. You've just got a real short life, and you're going to learn that the best life possible to live is when you live the life that God wants you to live. But when you do it your way, sometimes you make big mistakes, and you mess it up big, big time. So what we're going to learn this week is how to get you to read and rethink and respond to God's word. Now, you're in the third grade, or you're 3 years old, and you're saying, Brother Ricky, Farmer Ricky, I don't know how to read. Well, we're going to teach you how to ask your mom and dad to read the Bible to you. Because the Bible is God's word, and God wants us to live by his word. Does that make sense? Now, the Bible is God's word. Let me tell you what happened. God told people what to write down. They wrote it down, and when they wrote it down, it was God's word. If I was to tell Farmer Chuck to write something down, and he wrote it down, and then he told you what I told him to write, would it be his words or my words? It'd be my words, right? He's just the writer. Well, that's what the Bible is. God used men to write his word, but when you read the Bible and you hear the Bible, it's God's word. And listen to what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us there's four purposes for the word. That it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction. Now you're saying, whoa, Brother Ricky, those are big words. Well, let me break them down. What we're going to learn this week is how to crank it up. We're going to learn how to crank up, not a tractor or a combine. We're going to learn how to crank up the word of God to power our lives. How do we do that? By looking up things in God's word. By then backing it up when we realize we're doing something wrong. Then we're going to learn how to fix it up. Because when we do those things wrong, we want to learn how to do it right. And then once we start doing it right again, we're going to learn how to fill it up. We're going to fill ourselves up with God's word. Now, the Bible calls this teaching, reproof, correction, and instruction. But here's what Brother Ricky likes to call it. Brother Ricky likes to call it what is right, what's not right, how to get right, and how to stay right. You with me? Now, when we start talking about teaching, we're going to learn about what's right. And then when we switch to reproof, that's going to be what's not right.
That's right.
Farmer Chuck.
Preach on, brother.
No. Teaching is what's right.
That's right.
That's right. So we're going to learn about what's right, teaching, and then we're going to learn what's not right, and that's reproof.
That's right.
No, yes. That's what's not right.
No.
What's right is teaching.
Right.
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 But what's not right is reproof.
That's right.
No, that's right is teaching.
No, you're confused me.
Will you just listen?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay.
Go slow.
We're going to take the Bible this week.
We got to get this.
And we're going to teach all of these kids.
Okay.
And then they're going to teach their parents.
Okay.
That we have the Bible so we can learn what's right.
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 And then we're going to learn about what's not right.
Ah,
not right.
I get it.
Not everything's right.
Ah, I got it.
And then when you're not right, we're going to learn to teach you how to get right. That's called correction.
Sounds good.
And then once we get these kids right with God again, guess what we're going to teach them? We're going to teach them how to stay right.
Oh, I like staying
right. Yeah, we're going to crank it up this week.
Sounds great. I'm fired up.
And to crank it up, we got to look it up. Then we got to back it up. Then we got to fix it up. And then we got to fill it up. Wow. Do you know some kids? Maybe it's your brother, your sister, your buddy, your cousin. Maybe it's your next door neighbor. Who needs to know what's right? And what's not right, and how to get right, and then how to stay right. This week, Hardin Baptist Church is going to get the privilege through First Fruits Farm Ministry of changing people's lives with the Word of God. Because the Word of God is not a how-to manual that you follow steps and get a certain behavior. It's a book about God, and it's a book about us. And it ultimately teaches us how to live the life that God's ordained us to live. And that's a life that brings honor and glory to him. Will you join us this week in making this the best VBS ever at First Fruits Farm? Let's bow our heads and pray for the ministry of First Fruits Farm. Father, we're so excited about VBS. We thank you for being you and giving us your son and letting him die on that cross. We thank you for the spirit of this church, of how we farmers can kid with each other and use our tractor brands and use that in a spiritual way, how we can kid with each other. But yet know ultimately there is the true creator who created the ultimate creation. And that was when he made a human being, not a human doer. And Father, we want to learn about you and about us and about life. And we want to learn to do it together and share. We want others to be able to look at us one day and know we are Christians. Just as without thinking, when we see a green tractor, we say John Deere. We want people to look at our lives and know we're Christians. Father, move on us adults. Some of us don't have children at home. Some of us, our grandkids don't live near to us. But we've got neighbor children. And we could borrow them this week. We could ask permission to bring them to VBS at Hardin Baptist Church. And we could teach those kids how to crank it up. Father, don't let us leave this morning and forget about VBS. This will be a powerful, powerful week. In the life of our young people and in the life of us adults. In Jesus' name we ask for your blessing. Amen.
You're listening to audio from Hardin Baptist Church. For more audio content or other information about our church, please visit hardinbaptist.org.